everybody, welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. Joining me today, I don't have my usual sidekicks, but back by popular demand, a very, very wonderful co-host. AJ's back with me. Hi, AJ.
She says that's popular demand. No one asked for this. It's okay.
Everybody asks for this. You're like the most popular individual on the show. You're more popular than me.
Because I'm the queen of the universe.
Well, that is very true. So today, we're kind of going to give a preview. I spoke on the past couple of episodes about we've been revamping our Patreon page. And you too can become a supporter of the Transpose Podcast by going to patreon.com/transposepod. We had a few little, I don't know, premiums, if you want to call them that. They weren't really that premium. If you were one of our supporters, we had a little 15-minute audio blog called Robin's Thoughts, which it was okay. And then we used to do the monthly Zoom meeting. Well, we've decided to expand a little bit, and we are eventually, not this episode, but eventually going to have video outtakes of the pre and maybe even post show for you to view there on Patreon. And while I still do the little 15-minute blog, audio blog, whatever you want to call it, called Robin's Thoughts, we created another one called the Sidekick Corner. Or Sidekicks Corner. I don't remember what I called it. Anyway, the very first episode of that is already up. And we're going to thank Gia for that one. She was the... quite honestly, she was the first sidekick that got me anything. So, the next one to go up is going to be something from the conductor herself, Tabby, TJ. But I thought, you know, we would give you a little bit of a preview. And AJ's here to kind of do that. She is going to take 15 minutes of this show, and she's going to talk about a topic, whatever's on her mind, whatever's on her heart, whatever she wants to. And then we may get into to discussing a little bit of mental health and a very tasty top five.
Yes, princess. I don't care if you don't like food top fives. Little porcelain princess.
Somebody's gonna put that together.
But you're gonna get it.
Anyway. But yes, this is gonna be kind of a preview of the Sidekicks Corner, which we'll eventually have audio blogs from all of the sidekicks. Including our probationary, oh, I guess she's not probationary anymore. She got voted in. Melody, Mellow B, she is now a full-fledged sidekick, which gives me a sidekick six-pack. Pause for laughter. And good. I bet that was nothing but crickets. Nobody cared. So, yeah, we will also have, like, AJ may record one or two every once in a while. My bestie has shown interest in it.
Princess.
Hey, hey. Excuse me. Hey, nobody said anything here. Don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, but this is just kind of this is what you can expect. And sometimes the topics are going to be heavy. Sometimes the topics are going to be fun. Some of the topics are probably going to be those "what in the fuck is wrong with you? Are you on acid?" kind of topics. But yes, so patreon.com/transposepod, and you can become a supporter. So, without further ado, I'm getting a funny look. I'm going to turn it over to AJ for AJ's segment preview of the Sidekicks Corner. Go ahead.
I never know which is a forward slash and which is a backslash.
The forward slash goes forward.
It's feet forward or it's heads forward?
Its feet is forward.
Because that seems like it's leaning back.
Well, it's I don't know.
I trust you. I just that's why I get confused.
I can't explain it. I'm dumb as a post.
Okay, so I want to talk about therapy and medications for mental health. And the reason I want to talk about this is I see a lot of stuff, especially on Twitter, with people either getting a really shitty therapist and kind of giving up on it, or people afraid to take medications. Or I tried this medication and it doesn't work. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about some of, I guess, my experiences and stuff that I've been told by doctors, and hopefully, you know, maybe that will help someone out. So, and I'm also talking about depression, anxiety. I'm not talking bipolar disorder. I'm not talking schizophrenia, because those meds are typically stronger and have more of the brain fog and stuff, side effects. And I don't have experience with those. So I'm talking your basic generic depression and anxiety disorders, because that's what I have. So first thing is kind of, what do I need? One is, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you just go sit on your kitchen floor and cry for an hour and don't know why you're crying for an hour, that's probably a medication issue. If you kind of don't know how to process things, or you don't know why you react the way you do to things, that might be a therapy issue. So let's face it, if you transitioned in your adult life, especially later in life, you probably got some trauma. Even if you have a supportive spouse, or you have a supportive family, or something like that, just going years hiding your secret, not being able to live, it fucks with you. It's trauma. It can get PTSD just based on that. Not to mention the other shit that you go through that is not just a transgender issue. Abusive parents, abusive spouses. I have the complex that my feelings aren't as important as everyone else's, and I have to take care of everyone else first. I also beat myself up pretty badly for stupid mistakes. And those are things that I work on in therapy. Now, I didn't start going to therapy until, what was it, like a year after you came out? About a year after Robin came out is when I started going to therapy. And it was really like I didn't have anyone I could talk to about my fears and how I was feeling and processing things and am I overreacting? Am I underreacting? Just like, what the hell? And it was getting harder and harder to kind of keep that bottled up all the time. And I do see a psychiatrist once every 3-4 months to get my prescriptions refilled. And for that, like, entire year, he kept saying, you need a therapist. You need someone to talk to. And, you know, maybe if you have a close friend or family member that you can talk to and they can give you perspective, maybe that's all you need. Some people just, you know, do journaling to get everything out. I don't have anyone close other than Robin that's both physically close and, like, emotionally, mentally close. I have one or the other. So I'm not close enough to anyone that lives nearby that I felt like I could confide in them and talk to them. And it's not something you really want to call people on the phone about, I guess. Especially your friends that you talk to like once every 6 months. And I have my siblings. I'm actually really close, especially to one of my siblings. One of my sisters I'm very close to. But I was also having trouble carrying the secret around. And I didn't want to burden someone else with this secret that they had to then start carrying around. So I started going to therapy. I still go every other week right now. Sometimes we don't really have that much to talk about. Sometimes we have a lot to talk about. Sometimes it's related to being the spouse of a transgender woman. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's classes. Sometimes it's the fact that I need to get off my ass and do my dissertation. But it's, she can give me perspective on things that I'm like, I have these thoughts, I have these feelings, I don't know what to do with them. And giving me ideas about how to be more productive and those kind of things. Now, I've been lucky with the mental health professionals that I've worked with so far, because they're both good. My psychiatrist and my therapist are both good. And I didn't have to go shopping around. And I know that that is a hard thing to do because you have to go spill your guts out to someone. And then if they're not that helpful or they're an ass or they're judgmental or they're super Christian and thinks that people who are trans are saying God made mistakes and that, it can turn you off. But if you do have that trauma and you do have the issues, I would, you know, ask you to, even if it's not a therapist, if you have a friend, if you have someone that you can talk to about any of this stuff. And I know for those of you who are the spouse of a trans person, everyone by this point knows that I'm really the one who runs the Twitter account for the podcast. DMs are open if you have any questions you want to ask me. If you have something you want to get out. Totally cool with that. So that's the therapy thing. Now, medication. This was another thing I was lucky with. Zoloft was the first antidepressant I was put on, and Zoloft works for me. I am now at double the dose I started as, because I, after a while, needed a stronger dose. I think I'm currently at the strongest dose they'll prescribe. So if it stops working, I'm going to have to find something else, which is a little bit scary, but right now it's okay. I also started taking Wellbutrin, and the Zoloft is kind of a long thing. Like, you have to take Zoloft for at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, before you can really tell if it's working. And it really builds up in your system. The Wellbutrin is a day-long thing. I take the extended release, so it should be a day-long thing. And if I miss a dose, I will be anxious. I have had problems with it because the generic and the time release sometimes are jacked up. So aware that even though whatever the active ingredients are in those kind of medications, generic is usually fine. But stuff like delayed release, you need to be aware if the first time it happened to me, like, I kind of thought it was a little bit, like, I didn't understand. I thought it was a little crazy because the extended release did not last. So I got more medication than I needed, quicker than I needed, and would have a, like, an afternoon crash, basically. When it happened again, I recognized it. Robin helped me. We were able to get a different brand. And so far, it's just one generic I have to stay away from. I can still do generic, just not this one manufacturer. So, one of the big concerns that people have on medications, antidepressants, anti-anxiety. Oh, I also have Xanax, which I take about 4 or 5 times a year. It's just when nothing else is working. Maybe I'm under a high stress situation. I also just have random anxiety attacks. I have random panic attacks for no reason. And it's like I'm just going all day and it just like won't let go. That's when I take the Xanax. Partly because you can become dependent on Xanax pretty easily, and I have some chemical dependency issues anyway. So I'm very careful with that. But one of the things that people have said, Robin keeps looking at the clock, so if I go over, I'm sorry if I went over 15 minutes, but that's just the way life is. As people are afraid to take medications, or some people have been on medications and stop because they say they can't feel. I'd rather feel the pain than be numb. Before I was on any antidepressants, I had a student who was on Zoloft and she quit taking it because her brother had died and she felt like she never was able to mourn his death because her emotions were so muted by the medication that she quit taking it. So if you really don't want to be on the antidepressants, you haven't found one that works. Sometimes therapy will help you there. It's not going to keep you from feeling depressed, but sometimes it will help you teach you how to cope with the feelings more. Teach you tricks that when you're having one of those bad, just anxiety-filled days for no reason, methods you can use to kind of get yourself through it. But also be aware that if you're taking the right medication at the right dose, you should still be able to feel. And again, schizophrenia, bipolar, those are a whole nother ballgame. If you're just kind of the run-of-the-mill depression, Zoloft, Prozac, Lexapro, those types of medications, you should be able to take it. And while you may have some muted emotions, I think that sometimes I don't get upset as other people do, possibly because of the medications. So it may might mute my emotions some, but I've had people close to me die and I've mourned them. I felt sadness. I felt happiness. I felt, you know, all sorts of the whole range of emotions. Some of it I just never get super excited about most things, and I never have. That's not a side effect, but it's just how I am. So, if you have signs of depression, if you have signs of an anxiety disorder, and it's enough that it's affecting your life, you know, okay, if I get up and I'm crying all night one night, it's probably not a big deal. If that happens 4 times a week, I'm not sleeping, I'm not going to be able to function at work. May even turn to self-medication. You know, people, a lot of alcoholics and opioid addicts. It's a lot of self-medication there. So, I hope people who need it are willing to try it. Don't just assume, I'm not going to take this medication because I still want to have feelings. If you get a good doctor that helps you manage your medications, you should be able to have regular emotions and not hate yourself every day. And sometimes you can't pull yourself out of shit. When I was 21, I think, I went 2 weeks. I didn't look in a mirror for 2 weeks. I hated myself so much that I couldn't stand the sight of myself. I pulled myself out of that. I finally just was like, this is messed up, you know, fight it. And I got through it. But then, you know, there's been other stuff that happens and you get past it and other stuff that happens. And at some point when you realize this stuff isn't normal, you know, try and get help. Hopefully you can be lucky like me and the first medication works well for you. If it doesn't, you know, give a few a try. Be open and honest with any mental health professional you work with. I know, like, psychiatrists are expensive and there's some family doctors that will issue prescriptions, and if that works for you, that's great. If, you know, it's a family doctor and the only thing they prescribe is Prozac and they prescribe it to anyone who walks in the door, then you may want to look into seeing a psychiatrist who can prescribe those kind of medications and has more specialization in it. So those are my mental health thoughts. Thank you for bearing with me, everyone.
Well, thank you for sharing those.
You're
welcome. I just accidentally slid away from my microphone there for a minute. My microphone? The fuck is that? Oh. But thank you, AJ.
Yep.
Thank you. That is basically, in a nutshell, what the Sidekick Corner is going to be. It's going to be each and every one of the sidekicks and our guests that are reoccurring guests, I should say, that, you know, a little 15-minute thing about whatever's on their mind. So,
and like Robin said earlier, they won't all be heavy topics, you know. I don't know if I'm going to do this again, but if I do, maybe I'll talk about chasing your car down in my brown panties because someone got mad and left us at the hot pots.
Well, hell, I did one on Beckett. And aww. I even cried in it.
Aw.
I just love that boy so much.
I know.
But yeah, that's exactly, they're, you know, they're not all heavy. But they're always good topics. And you never know, by listening to those little segments, you never know, you might find more in common with someone than you thought.
Yeah.
So, and we're not all, you know, hatred-filled whack jobs telling you to hate people just to hate people. In fact, all the sidekicks and I and most of our guests were, love is love, man.
Yeah, and there's going to be a guest in a week or so who's very, very nice.
Very, very nice?
Possibly the nicest.
Oh, the nicest. I see what you did there. That's a good setup.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about let's dive into mental health then. Let's talk a little bit about this. I'm gonna say that I totally agree and understand with a lot of things. Now, I'm gonna say that there has been talk in the past of antidepressants for myself.
She's very hesitant.
And I'm extremely hesitant. And I don't really tell a lot of people why I'm hesitant. But why not on a podcast, that's heard around the world?
I don't even think she's told me why.
I don't know if I have told you why. I think there's maybe one or two people if I've told them. And even then, that could have just been a daydream or I was sleeping on the couch and thought I told them. It's not a secret because I've had an entire episode and we kind of reference it every once in a while that I am also not just transgender, but I'm DID. DID, for those who do not know, is dissociative identity disorder. It's also referred to in layman's terms sometimes as multiple personality syndrome. There's more than one individual living in the head space that I have. And I have been going to therapy for 6 or 7 years. Actually it's a bit of both. It's been about trans issues and DID, and then there's even been issues with anxiety, focus. But I always get asked by my therapist when I talk about Rob, and I've mentioned him on the show several times, do I still hear him? The answer is a resounding yes. I still hear the son of a bitch. He's about as full of sunshine and rainbows as he's always been. And only a few people who have ever come across him understand what that means. But I worry about antidepressants because I've heard the stories like AJ talked about, like, I don't feel anymore. I am definitely one of those people who are, I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all. Because I'm not an emotionless robot, and even Keanu Reeves couldn't be one, and he tried. He had an actual role where he tried.
I thought that was every one of his roles.
Well, no, that's what it ends up being in all of his roles. But there was actually one role where in the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, he's supposed to be an emotionless robot. And he couldn't even do that. But no.
We like Keanu.
We do.
He gives back. He eats lunch with homeless people. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, he's cool. And the John Wick franchise was actually really good. But sidetracking, I worry that not just the feelings that I would lose with those antidepressants mute that noise, that voice. Because I've said this to several people, a therapist, I think I've said it to AJ. Despite everything that I have gone through and everything I've gone through with Rob, I still need him. I'm not done with him. There are so many years that he got, I didn't. And he does occasionally, in a blunt way, have a pretty good point. But I worry like antidepressants are going to mute that. Now, will it? I don't know. Doctors say probably not. But to me, it's one of those, I don't know if I want to risk that kind of thing. But it is important that I talked to my doctors. And I am very lucky. I will tell anybody living in this area, living here in DFW, I have five. Is there five of them? Yeah, five or six of what I think are the best freaking doctors in the world. My primary care doctor is amazing, accepting. My endocrinologist, who manages both my diabetes and my transition meds, just freaking amazing. My therapist is amazing to me. She's helped me out with so much. I have two really fantastic eye doctors that have helped me go from, I think I'm going to have 2 years of sight left, to, no, you got a little longer than 2 years. Let's maybe tack a zero on the end.
I'm going to throw this in here.
Uh-huh.
Her amazing wife found four of those for her.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, she did. Yeah, she did. So I've been very lucky with that. The biggest thing I really like about my doctors is they listen. Now, a couple of them have tried in the past the scare tactic. You need this treatment or bad thing X is going to happen to you. I don't respond well to that. My usual response to that is, well, guess bad thing X is happening to me then, huh? And they've listened. And I have talked to my primary care. I've talked to my therapist. I've even talked to the endocrinologist. Because medications affect you on multiple levels. And they do their best to give me pros and cons. At the end of the day, it is still my decision. If you're having depression issues, that's always got to be your number one thing. Speak to your doctor. Talk to your therapists. Talk to your primary cares. Anybody else that helps take care of your physical well-being, and they can help guide you to making decisions. I don't know how valid the whole let me give you Prozac because I give it to everybody, you know. The people who do medication like candy, I don't know how well that could actually be an influence.
Yeah, that can, you know.
That can go both ways. That can really be bad, really good.
A bad thing too. But yeah, being open and honest with them and making sure that you're getting the information you need. Like when I started taking Zoloft, It was take, you have to start out on this really, really low dose and slowly work your way up. And then, you know, for years I was on the one pill a day, and then I had to go to 1.5, and now I'm at 2. And I was, you know, being honest with, well, it's better than no medication. Another thing which I've learned that, and a lot of doctors, I guess, don't tell you because they don't assume you're just going to quit taking medications. But if you're on an antidepressant or anti-anxiety, you've been on it for a while, do not just quit taking it.
No.
You know, you can wean yourself off of it slowly. That's what a doctor's going to do if you talk to them and tell them that you don't want to take it anymore. But that depression, when you, it hits hard. So
yeah, sure. It does. Like a freaking freight train.
Yeah. So, you know, be open, be honest, find someone that you can talk to and you can trust, and be honest about your symptoms and your fears about taking the medications. And if they blow you off, you probably need to find somebody else.
Exactly. And while it's always good, because I know transition is expensive, transitioning is not cheap in any way. So sometimes it comes down to, I only have X amount of dollars. Do I get my hormones or do I get my head shrunk? 9 times out of 10, we trans individuals are going to go, no, I can't live without the hormones. And in a way, that's kind of true. We can't. But you also have to be careful of getting into that habit and foregoing the mental health.
Yeah.
Or trying to find a mental health provider that will, I'm going to use the word work with you, and I'm going to use the air quotes. Use your big girl quotes. And by that, I mean they'll see you for free when they have a few minutes.
Or some. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different ones that do sliding scale.
There are sliding scale.
If you can only pay this much, this is how much, you know, different insurances. There's one place where I did not luck out. Robin's good there. Neither my psychiatrist nor my therapist takes my insurance. So.
And mine do.
So that's a lot more expensive for me to go to therapy than it is for Robin.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's got, what, the $25 copay?
Yep.
When she goes to see her therapist, because covered on the insurance. So look into your insurance. I also have a thing which I wasn't aware of when I started going to therapy. I may have used it. My work will pay for like 6 sessions with someone. You have to get from like their list of providers, but
you may find one on there that
you don't, but you work at a, because where I work, they treat their employees like shit, but are a few benefits, so you may want to look into the human resource department does, not everyone.
Okay, all right, I was going to say, let's be careful, because I'm sure that there are people who work where you work and know this that are going to go, wait a minute.
Yes, so look at those benefits that you can get. Look at programs in your city, in your county. There are different cities that have very cheap or free mental health help. And, you know, just because it's free doesn't mean it's shitty.
No.
It could be, but it could also be really good, especially if you don't have a lot of options.
That's right. But definitely do your research. Now, I'm going to say something I lucked out on too with my therapist was, because they were covered by my insurance, I could actually see their specialties. A lot of therapists have that. You know, they specialize. Mine specialized in gender identity issues. And so when I called her up and told her what was going on, it was, well, let's talk and see what we can, you know, see if we're compatible. That's the other thing too. I want to make that point. A therapist that knows what they're doing is going to tell you right out front, let's see if we can help each other, compatible or something along those lines.
Yeah, because good therapists know that.
They're not one size fits all.
Yeah.
And some people's therapy style does not match others' needs.
Yeah. Or my psychiatrist has, he doesn't really do therapy. He does a little bit of it, but he's got a few patients that are transgender. But he won't work with them on the transgender issues. He'll work with them on the depression issues, the anxiety issues, but he doesn't feel comfortable enough with transgender issues that he'll work with them on that. And maybe some of his patients have left, so they didn't have to have two people to talk to, but it's just not something he's going to handle. So if it's, you know, they're used to doing family counseling, maybe that's not the right thing. So yeah, look into them. A lot of them have their board certifications. We have the Blue Cross insurance, so we're able to like look them up, and it has specialties and a bunch of different stuff. It's not the best website, but it at least gives you some idea.
It does. And you can find out. I'm sorry, AJ. I'm over here with a shit-eating grin on my face. We're recording in the living room, and there's two fucking cats in our living room having a Texas death match right behind AJ, and I can hear it in my headphones.
I apologize for that outside noise.
Oh, dear God. Nimitz, Bismarck, cut it out. Oh, cats. Oh, they're determined to be on air. But you know, it is important that even at the very minimum that you find someone to talk to. Because you're not going through things alone. You know, that's the thing is we think, and I know I thought about it. I know I thought, well, shit, my problems are so unique, ain't nobody gonna be able to relate to me at all. Then I found Trans Twitter. And I found a few individuals there who are the very special unicorns within the transgender community, like me. And it was interesting. Because now I know in the past we've had issues with both being trans and DID, and those individuals have reached out to me. I've reached out to them. And sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's, you know, you need a shoulder to lean on and possibly cry on. And at the very minimum, it's best to find people who listen, who do not judge, and they may not be able to do much. They may be able to say, they may be able to listen to all your problems and just, they may say, I'm sorry. Or even, as I've had it put, well, that sucks. But the fact that they sit there and let you vent
Yeah,
and talk
sometimes.
about things, sometimes that means everything.
Yeah.
You know, none of the struggles that you're going through, that any of us in this community are going through. Because let's face it, in the trans community, we have transgender issues of not feeling correct. We have issues with depression. There is issues with substance abuse.
Issues with family problems.
So there's always somebody willing to talk. We all have bad days. I'm no exception. I have some epic bad days. But sometimes all I need is one person in my DMs, one person on the phone, one person on the text. And it doesn't matter if I talk to them every day. It doesn't matter if I see them every day. Or if I only talk to them once a week, once a month. You know, the fact that there's somebody to listen, it means the world. And you should never feel, I'm guilty of this, should never feel like your problems don't matter. Because they do matter. They matter to you, otherwise it wouldn't be a problem.
Yep.
They may not be big issues to somebody else, but I bet you there's at least one person right now. I know that there's probably one person right now listening who feels like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders. And I am almost 100% certain that if they were to pick up their phone right now, go through their text messages, go through their contacts, go through their DMs via social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, I can guarantee there is going to be at least one person that is going to sit there and let that person, let whoever's hurting vent, whether they want advice or not.
Yep.
Whether you need advice or not, there's always, you've got to get things off your chest.
Yes. Because
your problems matter. Because you matter. Because you are valid.
Yes.
Yes. Very much so.
Loud, valid, worth the time.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what the conductor says?
Yes. In fact, several people say that now.
Oh.
So, yes, as the conductor would say. And it kind of caught fire that way. We all need help. Time to time. I've been in social media exile for quite a while, several months.
She answers DMs.
I do answer DMs. I do answer DMs. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Been thinking maybe it's time to come out from the wastelands and come in and see what the Twitters is doing and what the social medias is doing. But I used to put up posts all the time. And at the end of it, I used to put the hashtag stay positive. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest, the first time I stopped doing it was because I didn't believe it. I felt it was hashtag bullshit. But it's not. You got to stay positive. The catch to that is, you don't have to be positive by your own power. You can be lifted up. Therapy does that. And sometimes therapy Therapy helps you understand things about yourself and why you feel certain ways. And therapy and medication, I do believe, can be both used together and separately. Just because, I mean, look at me. Just because I'm in therapy does not mean I have medication. And there are individuals out there I know that they have medication. They don't go to therapy.
Yeah, I just for years was on medication. I didn't need therapy until...
fucked all that shit up.
Till your husband becomes your wife. Then it's some shit.
And then you find out that your wife's crazy as fuck.
Yep.
In so many ways. I mean, bag of cats crazy over here. Yes.
And you know that second puberty. It's a thing.
Oh God, it is awful. And I sometimes wonder why. Why did I choose to do this? And then I stop and I think and I go, well, I mean, I could technically stop. And then that thought goes, no. Mr. Superman not here. No. But talk to someone.
Yes.
Therapy helps.
Always try these things if you feel like shit, you know?
Try them. What do you have to lose?
Yep.
Honestly, nothing.
No.
And somebody's going to say, well, the cost of all this shit. It's only money.
Yeah.
You can make more.
Yeah. If you're buying alcohol or drugs or anything to self-medicate, because you should really be on medication, that's going to cost you more money anyways.
Self-medication is a very, very, very bad thing. I can say that from experience.
And it's expensive.
And it is extremely expensive, especially when you're like me. You're a fancy bitch. You don't do basic at all.
She won't drink the Rothschild's vodka.
Hell no.
No Smirnoff.
Nope. I gotta have the good shit.
Yep.
Good stuff. So, but self-medication, it's not always a good thing. So, reach out. Find you a therapist if you need to. Find you a psychiatrist that can prescribe medications. As AJ said, even some family practitioners will. But before you ask your family practitioner for a medication, ask those. You don't have to necessarily give them the whole spiel. But, you know, at least most doctors are going to flat out tell you, I'm not comfortable doing that. I don't know enough. I got my primary care. I talked to him first about transition. He had one other transgender patient. So he himself didn't really know how to do all that, how to deal with that. Now he has several transgender patients. Some of them I've sent to him. But now he's a little more comfortable with, if I run out of medication and my endocrinologist is not available, and that seemed to be working for you, here you go, because they understand what is involved now. But yes, talk to your doctors and always ask questions. Always ask questions. Sometimes they may not be that helpful with certain things.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Are we ready to do our top five?
I think so. You're ready to jump into this. So
she can talk.
I am
a long time.
Love. That's why they call me the world's greatest podcaster.
Yeah, because a lot of people do that. It's awesome.
Everybody. You're not going to give me more than that, are you?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Okay. All right. So cinnamon ice cream. My number five is actually the Dutch chocolate by Bluebell.
Ah.
I'm a Texan, and Bluebell is very sacred to us.
Bluebell's good. It's good.
Bluebell is very good. And just their Dutch chocolate's been the best that chocolate ice cream I think I've ever had. Now I'm talking just plain chocolate, not with other mix-ins and shit.
Yeah. So probably get to, most of hers are probably involved chocolate.
Well, yeah, actually most of them do. Actually all of them have chocolate in there somewhere. Anyway, yes, number five for me is going to be Bluebell's Dutch chocolate.
Okay.
What's your number four?
So my number four actually has like a specific brand or place.
Okay.
Is it called Handel's? Harvel. Harvel.
No, you had it right the first.
I never remember the name of this ice cream place, but it's Handel's. And they don't always have it, but for a while they had key lime pie ice cream. And it had the little graham cracker for the crust. Like, yummy. Oh, and every one of my ice creams is in a waffle cone, because everything's better with a waffle cone.
Everything's better with a waffle cone.
So that's my number four. Key lime pie from
Handel's.
Handel's.
Handel's. I really hope that somebody from Handel's is listening, because one, I need a sponsor. Two, I like ice cream too.
I tried to get her to go get a job there, but she won't.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of problems with that, including diabetes. Okay, so Handel's key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're playing along at home and you know where Handel's is, you can pretty much figure out where AJ and I are on this planet. my number four. Now, this one is one that it's kind of like your cinnamon. I really haven't had anybody's who was bad. I mean, I've had some that were just like, eh? But nobody's has been bad. And that is cookies and cream. Cookies and cream is one of my favorites. And it has chocolate cookies.
Yes.
If you don't know, I'm a chocoholic. But yeah, I have not found any company that makes a bad one. But I also start, when you start really dissecting cookies and cream, it's kind of a hard one to fuck up.
It is. And the Bluebell of that one is rather tasty.
Oh, the Bluebell one is fantastic. But I've also tried, like, Blue Bunnies has been really good. Breyers.
Hell, the grocery store brand's good.
Grocery store. Basic cookies and cream. I'm not even sure they make basic cookies and cream anymore. Häagen-Dazs got all uppity bitches.
They fancy.
They fancy. So yes, my number four is cookies and cream. So what's your number three, dear?
Cookie dough. Which again, I would say there is one. I actually have some in my freezer and I have no idea what kind it is. It's not the best cookie dough.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of
me,
which is sad because I really like cookie dough.
Mm. That is kind of sad. But yeah, cookie dough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cookie dough. I'd probably put that around six or seven, but okay, cool.
I'll put that chocolate at 12. Thank you very freaking much.
Well, okay, all right. So, okay. Cookie dough is her number three. Mine, again, I haven't had a lot that are bad. I definitely prefer, is it Breyers or Dryers? I don't remember. Mint chocolate chip.
That's good, too.
Now, I've had mint chocolate chip that they've tinted the ice cream green. And, you know, green like mint. And it's good. The one that I thought that was the best, I can't remember if it's Breyers or Dreyer's brand ice cream, but it's not green at all.
Yeah.
It's nice spearmint flavor to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's really good. But again, I don't eat a lot of it because diabetes. So yes, mint chocolate chip is actually my number three. So what's your number two, dear?
My number two is cookies and cream.
Oh my goodness, we're on the same level here, almost-ish.
Well, and about anyone is good. My favorite cookies and cream is a mint cookies and cream.
Okay.
But, again, not a specific brand. Not many tasty ones.
Yeah.
And regular cookies and cream is absolutely wonderful as well.
It's just a hard ice cream to fuck up.
It is.
So, you know, bravo to whoever actually has a bad one. I mean, yeah. Okay. So, my next two are very, very specific. Okay. My number two is a Baskin-Robbins flavor. And I used to eat it all the time. Like, every time we'd go in there, didn't matter what they had, I'm having that. And then the saddest day of my teenage life happened, and they retired it. And I've learned recently that, of course, I don't go into Baskin Robbins very often. I learned recently they'd brought it back. And it is one of my absolute favorites, and it is one way into my heart, and that is the chocolate and peanut butter. This is chocolate ice cream with chunks of peanut butter in it, with some fudge mixed in too.
That's some rich shit.
Oh, it is rich as fuck and tasty as hell. And it's probably why I was a fat kid. And quite possibly why I have diabetes.
That's a possibility.
So, my number two is Baskin-Robbins chocolate and peanut butter. Now, what is your number one?
Can you guess it?
No, I can't.
Sweet cream.
Oh, sweet cream.
Marble Slab, Cold Stone. Those are the two places I've had it. Those are the only two places I've had it.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite. And I just get it in a waffle cone. No mix-ins.
No mix-ins.
Just some sweet cream. It's fucking tasty.
Creamer. That was sweet cream. Like the Cold Stone sweet cream.
Yeah, that's good stuff too.
And that's like one of your favorite coffee creamers.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sweet cream.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a rarity to find.
Yeah.
It is rarity.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, my number one, do you want to guess what it is? You make the face.
Fish food.
Fish food. Ben and Jerry's fish food. Now, when I say fish food, this is spelled like the band Fish, because that's kind of what it was inspired by. I don't really know. Anyway, it has fudge swirls in it, vanilla ice cream, though there is a chocolate one. It has marshmallow cream in it. Not a fan of caramel, caramel, however you want to pronounce it. I don't really care. I'm not a huge fan of that. I really will steer clear of a lot of desserts, candies, cookies, anything that has it. I will steer clear of it most of the time. But I can't imagine fish food without it. It's got that in it. Plus, it has chocolate fish candies mixed in.
It's got a lot of stuff going on.
It's got a lot of stuff, and God bless you, Ben and Jerry. God bless you, because this is my all-time favorite.
That's kind of funny.
What?
But my number one was like the simplest flavor.
Uh-huh.
And yours was like the most complex.
The most complex. Well, I mean, everybody knows I ain't no basic bitch.
Are you calling me a basic bitch?
No.
Good.
I'm just like, everything I do is complicated.
Yes, that's true.
Everything I do is complicated. Yeah, so yeah, fish food. Ben and Jerry's, if y'all are listening, which I highly doubt, I'll take a case, thank you. So yes, that's my number one, which means the end of the top five.
And the end of the episode.
And the end of the episode. I want to thank AJ for coming on, keeping me company.
You're welcome.
I love having you on.
Aw.
Aw. And the fans love you too.
Aw.
Uh-huh. And if you want to reach out on social media to the show, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter at TransposePod. And we've said it many times on this show. AJ said it earlier. If you interact with the show, odds are you're interacting with AJ. In fact, you're totally interacting with AJ because I don't even have the freaking login for it. So
I've given it to her twice.
I know, and I've lost it twice. Or maybe I've lost it three times because I think Steph gave it to me once.
Possibly.
Who knows? I lose more things than most people own.
And but not nearly as much as Steph.
Not nearly as much as... Good grief. If you want to email the show, you can email us transposepod@gmail.com. We love hearing from our listeners, including our peeps in Slovenia. Yes, I got to put that in there like every episode. If you want to find me on Twitter, like I said, I don't really do a whole hell of a lot, but I do answer DMs after figuring out DMs were somehow closed.
Reopen.
They are reopened. So slide on into those DMs. At Robin Allura on Twitter. And of course, as we said at the beginning of the show, and we say it all the time, I don't really want a real job. So please help me not have a real job by becoming a Patreon supporter and going to patreon.com/transposepod. The cats are going at it again. What do we got going now? A ladder match or something over there?
I don't know.
Jesus. Anyway, thank you for everybody for listening. We love our fans. We love you all.
Yes.
Tabby, dinosaur. And I'll see you all next week.
Goodbye, Princess Eric. But I decided not to.
Thank you for not. He'll figure it out.